Thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now here at our Arrowhead Stadium with Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. Patriots face the Chiefs here today. And, Coach, 17,000 fans for the first time will be in the stands, at least the first time your team will be able to play in front of some fans. You got to be anxious about that, fair to say?
Yeah, that'll be interesting. You know, we haven't done it all year, and last time we were there, it was a lot more than 17,000. But it'll be interesting to see how that what that experience is like. You know, if there's anything that we need to do differently to handle it, we'll just have to, you know, kind of see how it goes here in the early part of the game. And but if we do, we've certainly had plenty of experience with it in the past, but just not this year.
Going into this game, you got a couple things in your back pocket, you know, especially the running game. I want to talk to you about going back to week one, you rushed for over 200 yards. You did it again for the second time in three games this past week. Just, you know, the combination of running backs, starting with Rex and, you know, eventually leading to Sony, and JJ kind of got the thing going, but you lose your center. And all of a sudden, you got to switch Joe Tooney over to center. And talk about that aspect with Michael Onwenu playing left guard and how well he played for you guys in these running backs.
Well, the offensive line has been, you know, really a good group to work with. You know, we've got a couple of, you know, younger players in there, guys that haven't played a lot for us, like Illuminor, Onwenu, you know, even Heron started to play a little bit last week at tackle. So, you know, it's been interesting to mix those guys in there, but certainly we've gotten a lot of leadership and quality play from, you know, Isaiah, Joe at both spots, Shaq and David. And, you know, we look forward to getting David back. And so, you know, I think the stability and overall consistency that we've had for the majority of the line has been good, but the addition of, you know, some younger players, some developing players, even a couple that haven't played, you know, like Froholt and Cunningham, a couple guys like that, eventually will, I think, continue to improve. And eventually, hopefully, those guys will be able to work their way in as well. So really, that's been a pretty solid group. And we're starting to, you know, create some versatility within it. The running backs is another solid year for us. And, you know, it's good to have Damian Harris back to go with, you know, Sony and JJ. Rex is, as usual, giving us a lot of quality plays in both the running game and passing game and in the kicking game. And, you know, it's good to have James White back as well. So, you know, we're very fortunate there to have players that can play in the passing game, that can run the ball, that are good in blitz pickup, that can contribute in the kicking game. You know, we're fortunate to have a lot of depth at that position. And hopefully we can be able to continue to have production in the running game. And that makes our depth of the backfield even, you know, I'd say, more to our advantage, you know, putting fresher guys in there and guys that have different running styles. And you know, it's a little harder for the defense to, you know, to get used to that and adjust to the different tempos that those guys bring. So, you know, JJ has been a good addition to that group. We're excited to work with all those guys.
It had to be great to get James White back too. Guys like Damian Harris that you mentioned coming back this week, along with James White, those guys have a chance to play in this game against Kansas City.
Yes, they should. And, you know, James has had a good week on the field. I mean, you know, we know what he's dealing with externally, but, you know, he's a tough kid and very professional and focused and, you know, has done a great job of, you know, being focused in the building and, you know, and handling, you know, the family matters and so forth and balancing that as well. So, yeah, we're looking forward to seeing both Damian and James today.
Okay, Coach, Kansas City. We're not going to do the whole Andy Reid, Mahomes thing. I think we've talked about that enough this week, and it's almost like Kansas City has become the new Pittsburgh or Denver for you guys. Not really a divisional opponent, but, boy, we're going to play those guys a couple times each and every year. I know the respect you have for Andy, and we're talking running backs, but Edwards-Helaire, how much does he add to the play-calling ability for Andy, for them, you know, from a speed factor to allow it to stretch, you know, across the formation, both vertically and horizontally?
Yeah, well, he's given them a strong weapon in the backfield, both in the running game and in the passing game. He's a hard guy to cover, and he's got very good quickness, and obviously with the ball in his hands is a tough guy to tackle. So the matchups that he creates coming out of the backfield, so they don't have to substitute. They can just, you know, leave him in there on all downs, really, except when he needs a break. You know, gives him a lot of options, gives Andy a lot of options in the play calling. You know, and Andy does a good job of using those. So it's just, you know, you really have to defend all six skill guys, you know, with Mahomes and then, you know, the running back, the tight end, the three receivers or four receivers, whichever three of them are in there. It's, you know, it's just a lot of skill guys to have to handle, you know, probably, you know, more than any other team can put out there at that quality. So definitely a big challenge for us. But, you know, the improvement that, you know, Kansas City's seeing from their production as a run of the running back has really helped them offensively.
I remember the last couple of years talking about Tyreek Hill with you, and we would even watch it on some of the tape where he's sort of doing that clear out, that run through from one side of the field to the other, and that's basically his main route. Have you seen him evolve and become more of a receiver? And I think I've sort of noticed that this year as far as the double moves, the route running on the outside on the perimeter.
Yeah, you know, he still has, some, I would say, shorter routes, like crossing routes and things like that, where if he gets a step on a guy, he can gain a lot of yardage and some intermediate routes. I think the big thing on deep routes that they've done with him is they've given him the option on deep routes on where to go, which is kind of what we did with Randy. Yeah. When we had Moss, and you know, Moss had a lot of production doing that. But, you know, Hill kind of does the same thing. Like, he doesn't always, you know, run to the post or run to the flag or run a seam. It depends on, you know, where the deep field players are located. Then he adjusts his routes off of that. And Mahomes is very good at seeing that and, you know, hitting them and recognizing it. So, you know, I think the flexibility that they built into their offense, you know, with Hill in the deep part of the field has, you know, it's definitely challenging. You know, I think that's something that they've developed and, you know, Hill's gotten better at, because they continue to hit a lot of those plays. And really, it doesn't matter what the defense played, they still, you know, have been able to find openings on it in multiple coverages. So, you know, that's something we're going to have to do a good job of. And they've hurt us with that before, so I'm sure we'll see it.
Peeking in on that Monday night game the other night, it seemed to me like Travis Kelce was getting free releases a lot. Is that a hard thing to do, to say jam the tight end because of the type of personnel they have across the board when they go spread? You know, and I'm not even talking about Kelce on the move. I'm talking about hand down on the ground and still getting free releases into the secondary.
Well, they challenge you with, I mean, first of all, he's not always lined up next to the tackle. He's probably lined up detached at least half the time. But, you know, then you still have to, you know, deal with the outside running game, which, you know, Kansas City uses quite a bit. So if you tie up too long with Kelce or somebody else and the ball's running around the corner, then that's a problem. And if you're keeping the ball from, you know, getting outside, then it's hard to, you know, be heavy on the tight end and jam him. So they do a good job of complementing their play calls and their formations to make it difficult for, you know, a defense to really play the way that the defense wants to play. They try to force you to play the way that they want you to play, and, you know, pick one or the other, and then they'll take whichever one you're light on. So we just have to do a good job of, I would say, with all the receivers, of disrupting them when we can. And when we can't, then, you know, use our leverage to, you know, maintain the position that we need and hold it, you know, through the down, which, again, is a lot easier said than done, because these guys can defeat leverage with their quickness and their speed in a hurry.
All right, they can win games defensively too. And Steve Spagnuolo, you know Steve real well. You've coached against him a bunch. Obviously, Clark and Jones make it go up front for him. And having them, and then you got Tyrann Mathieu running around back there. And I saw some blitz zero at the end of the game against Baltimore. They won't be afraid to blitz you, will they?
No, they like to blitz, and we saw plenty of it last year. They run a lot of blitz zero. That's one of Spags' main calls. So, you know, you'll get it a decent percentage of the game, and I'm sure that we'll see it. Matthew's a very good blitzer, so sometimes he's involved in that as well. But, yeah, there's no doubt. We'll see some pressure. We'll see some tight man coverage, and we'll see their zone. Spags mixes it up pretty good, so there aren't a lot of – I mean, there are a few, but it's not the same defense over and over again when you play him by any means.
All right, Coach, appreciate it. It's hard to believe quarter of the season's almost over. Good luck today against Kansas City, and stay safe out there.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it.
All right, there you go. Let's send back to Beetle at 98.5 The Sports Hub.